We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back to Maloney, Foray, and Mego, talking about the Red Sox. By the way, dropped 3 out of 4 to the Royals. It's the Kansas City Royals. Team in the Central Division that's really bad. The Kansas City Royals, 3 out of 4. And got embarrassed on Sunday.
I like that right before they started that series, Chris Cotillo from Mass Live tweeted out, now the Red Sox go to play a little league team.
Oh.
And then, so what does that make you?
How devastating is that? But my thing is, you know, just one final, like, just kind of bring it all together. You know, watching this team play. And it kind of clicked because I just thought, like, the Phillies and what they did at the deadline. They've won 5 straight. Dombrowski went out and got Noah, Syndergaard, and Robertson, and Brandon Marsh, center fielder. And I'm thinking, okay, so someone put up, like, as far as the CBT teams, the teams that are actually over the luxury tax. And it's the Phillies. You know, they went out. It's Dombrowski, right? He went out and signed a bunch of guys. The Mets, who are in first place and having a blast. The Dodgers, who are just the Dodgers. The Yankees and the Padres, who just got Soto and Josh Bell. But five teams over
the
luxury
Astros?
Tax.
You count them?
No, the Astros aren't. So it's just those five teams are spending big money.
Tax,
yeah, big money
over
the luxury
tax. No, you're just thinking
tax.
Of good teams.
Yeah, okay.
That's, that made moves. Good teams that made moves.
And there's a sixth team over the luxury tax, and that's your Boston Red Sox. Like, the Boston Red Sox are over the luxury tax. They're in last place, and they're an awful baseball team right now. And we can bitch at Heim Bloom all we want, but to me, the man he's got to answer to is, like, is John Henry and this ownership. Because I know people believe that he's doing what John... No, he's not. John Henry hired this guy to come in here, solidify the minor league system, and win. Kind of be do exactly what Friedman did out in L.A. And the fact that he, at the end of the year, John Henry's going to have to write a check for a luxury tax. That's probably Heim Bloom's biggest issue. Okay, and I put the video out there because I've actually heard a little bit that some people up there in ownership maybe aren't happy about Schwarber not being back or the Renfro deal and what they got back and didn't kind of fill it out and just not happy at all with what they're seeing on the field, then they shouldn't be. Because you're going to pay a luxury tax? Can you imagine paying a tax? I don't care if it's for like $1 million, and we know how much he's worth, but even if it's just for $1 million, $500,000, why am I paying extra money for this team that you put on the field? That might be his downfall when it's all said and done.
Well, I mean, we were kidding about it last week and even about, like, how long has a manager, you know, has ever been pushed out so quickly? Obviously, there's the, you know, there are some. But a guy like this who's young, who's supposed to turn things around, and who I would say has a new way of looking at things that maybe they're not used to.
You're talking about Heim.
I'm talking about Heim Bloom. Like, sometimes I sit there and go, okay, they'll give him one more year, but now I'm like, okay, I don't even know if they're, why even push it? Why even keep going? Because you're not going to make the playoffs. Like you said, they were Dunsky last week. I don't feel like they're just even remotely, like, mentally into this season anymore. It just feels like they're cooked, they're worn out. And every time I hear Cora postgame, it's the same thing over and over again. And you know, that message is lost after you say it twice. Every loss, it's the same thing.
Lost like better. A ball in the sun.
Like lost,
Jaren Duran.
Lost in twilight.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. You say that ownership seems like they're not happy. I don't know. What did they expect to happen? What did they expect? I mean, they took him to 2 games
I'll
away from the World Series. Why would they be bitching?
Do your job. Like, that's why I hired you. Like, to do your job. And after a while, I'll evaluate him. Right?
Well, and that's where I think, when you talk to a lot of fans, they'll say, oh, well, it's not about winning. It's about, you know, saving money and doing the Heim's whole diamond in the rough and everything. And I think that that is a message that's gotten twisted because of the way that Dombrowski spent and that they went to somebody from Tampa Bay and that system. Everybody immediately thought, oh, okay, they're in cost-saving mode. They're in rebuild mode, or maybe not a full rebuild, but rebuild the minor leagues. And I don't really think that that's fair to John Henry to say that he is not concerned about winning. I think he is very concerned about winning, particularly when you brought back so much of the team that you had last season, and this is what you've been able to field through the entire season and not adding to it beforehand.
The luxury tax, you know, if you have a team, and they've shown it here in the past, they did it with Nebraska, they did it before. They've gone over the luxury tax. When you tell me, do your job to be the general manager, tell me that this guy is the difference between playoffs and having a chance to go to a World Series, we go over the luxury tax. But if not, if the team is in a rebuild, the team is whatever, then, you know, we'll stay, we'll spend right up to it, but we're not going to go, you know, why should we go over? And really, the teams that are over are all playoff contenders except for you. So because you go over, and Chaim Bloom loves his minor leaguers, loves his draft picks and everything else, because you're over, if you offer a qualifying offer to JD and Eovaldi and Bogaerts and they leave, you now get a fourth-round pick instead of a second-round pick. If you sign a qualifying offer free agent, like a good player, you now have to give up a fifth round and a second round instead of just a second round. You also lose international signing bonus money. None of it makes sense. None of it whatsoever. The minute you traded for Trevor Story, you went over. And really, it was the Jackie Bradley trade that did it to you. The minute you're over by $8 million, go over $28 million. If that's the case, like, go out and spend it. Pay a little tax on $20 million and get a closer, get an outfielder, get a first baseman, build a baseball team. And if you're not going to do that, again, my issue with him is never going far enough. If you're not going to do that, then our team's going to suck. Then get us under. Because next year when I want to spend more, sorry, Mego, next year when you want to go over again because, you know, everyone's pissed off and you want to extend Bogaerts and extend Devers and you go over again, it's now a second time offense tax and the rate goes up. And then the following year, a third time and it goes up. It keeps going up. So when you go over, you got to be strategic. When do I go over? When I got a chance to win. The Dodgers went three straight years without going over. The Yankees went three straight years without going over. Bill, what they have, and they're all over now. The Red Sox, you went over for no reason. Like, you went over the luxury tax for no reason at all. Like, you either help this team win or you sell off J.D. Martinez and maybe even Nate Eovaldi or Michael Wacha and just get to 228, get under 230. So it makes no sense. None of it makes any sense.
Well, see, that's where you go back to the trade deadline being just so, I don't know, like, you're buyer, seller, you're both, you're trying to, you know, you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. I just didn't feel like it was, if you weren't willing to go the distance, then why bother at all? Oh, well, we can't get enough for JD. Well, so what? Like, so what? I mean, it's going to be some pain one way or the other. So I think it almost feels like everything's going to go not back to the trade deadline, go back to the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you really, if you want to trace its roots, go back to the beginning of the year. Because even then you can sit there, well, you know, they've had nothing but bad luck. Tons of injuries. They've never had really good depth. The moves that they were making, you had like three or four great good players, and the rest were just, you know, hoping that they would just kind of contribute.
No, I think it goes back to something that Lou said just a few minutes ago about the strategic decisions. What is the strategy?
What's the
because
plan?
Because at this point, it's not even plan. It's like, okay, you can question trying to make different moves at the deadline or something comes up that's opportunistic, like getting Hosmer and bringing him over here. But what is the freaking strategy? Because it's always, you always heard that, okay, it's long-term with Chaim. He's got this, you know, he's going to build up the minor league system and everything. Why did you go and get Trevor Story? Was that just so that you don't have to re-sign Xander? And if you didn't intend to keep Xander back then why didn't you move Xander at the trade deadline and go get something from him? Like, none of it seems to make any sense to me, and it makes me wonder if he does fall victim to the very thing that he said he was throwing grenades at, which is being affected by the narrative. So yeah. If the narrative is like, okay, you know, he needs this, he needs to make a big signing in the offseason, he needs to show that he'll take a risk or something, so he goes out and does that with Trevor Story, because then, by the way, he also doesn't have to extend Xander, who's looking at 30 years old. Like, tell me that's not being affected by the narrative?
Yeah.
Because what was the strategy there?
I listen, I don't know. And I do think, you know, one thing is, you know, as a general manager, whatever your plan is, you stick with it. Remember when we said, when the Red Sox, that when the show started on the trade deadline, when they picked up Hosmer, and it was like, you know, did picking up Hosmer save J.D. Martinez and Nate Eovaldi? You know, because we just thought when Vasquez was gone, it was like, you know, he's going to trade them all.
What was the strategy there?
Right? And I actually think that the strategy was to sell them all.
Yeah.
Was it too loud back here? You know, were people too pissed off that Vasquez was gone? And all of a sudden, Hosmer fell in his lap, and did they change course? And then wake up the next morning and say, what did we just do? We just middled it or overtax? Now we're over. So next year, if we want to spend and really improve this team, we have to live over that again as a second-time offender. If I do lose Nate, if I do lose Bogey, I get a fourth round instead of a second. Like, what did I just do?
So hold on. Let me just backtrack for a second. So this is just your make-believe scenario here, right? Based on the fact that maybe they decided they were going to move JD, they were going to move Xander, but they realized there was too much heat, too much criticism, so they decided to hold on to them, and they lucked their way into Hosmer.
Started to ask, well, the Hosmer thing was
definitely
luck.
Yeah. Well, no, I know.
No, once they got Hosmer, remember, it was like 2 o'clock. You still had 4 more hours. All of a sudden, the asking price became greater for JD. The asking price became greater for Nate.
They wanted the moon.
And yeah, they wanted the moon. That was the report. So it was like, this is what we're looking for. We're going to stick with it because now we got Hosmer and we feel like we can compete. But then you wake up and then you got an ownership group saying, our team still sucks.
See, that's
and
what I think
write
it
a
is.
Check at the end of the year.
That's what I think it is. I think that he didn't want to look worse by giving away those guys cheaper than he should have. Like, he didn't want the other, like, okay, winners and losers of the trade deadline. He didn't want to lose a deal. He didn't want to look like he gave it away. So, which to me is like, which is like, listen, we got to like think big picture here. Like, are you better off? Do you think you have a good team, a playoff team with those guys? So just cut your losses and move on. That would have been my approach. Deal with the criticism and move on. But I think he decided to keep him because of he wasn't willing to take a hit on these guys. That's what I think it was. And the Hosmer thing almost made it was almost like a camouflage.
See, the heat would have been, trading JD and a smaller piece, coming in at like 228 and listening to the media and people on the radio say they're cheap, they need to get under luxury tax. But it was still the smart business play. It's not what I wanted. I wanted them to go more, because if you're going to pay. Like, if you're going to dip your toe in the water, like, there's no reason to go over a luxury tax by like a few million bucks. If you're going to go over, you can go all the way up to like 270 or 260 or something like that and not get to the next level. So if you're going to go over a little bit, then complete your team at least. If not, then get under the thing so you don't have to deal with it next year or the year after. Or at least if you lose players, you get better prospects in return. They're dumb.
$22 million in spending behind the Phillies who are over the luxury tax.
Mm-hmm.
$22 million, that was their threshold. I mean, if you want to match it up to that, that could have been it easily.
Yeah, easily could have improved it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.